46 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday, 29th day of December. Ready to kick off a final week, 2025. Did you have a good Christmas there, James Timberlake?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a good Christmas.
All right.
I'll tell you what, the alarm this morning hit like a truck.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was a good Christmas.
Good, good. Good to hear. We're ready to get this final week of December underway today, and the weather looks ahead, is looking ahead, 40s and 50s all week.
Man.
I know. Wow. Today, on the date book, John Voight is 87 today. Actor, Midnight Cowboy, Coming Home, things like that. John Voight, 87. Ted Danson, now he's pushing the old cellular.
Yeah, true.
His actor is 78 today.
I think he's still, well, I don't know about anymore, but he used to be in CSI, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Like CSI Las Vegas or something like that?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. But I think he is still doing a few things here and there. On the date book today in 17... Sorry, I had to reach over and grab something. In 1776, inventor Charles McIntosh was born. James, on this date in 1776, he patented waterproof fabric.
Hmm.
And then in 1800, inventor Charles Goodyear
made the tire.
Hey, there you go. The vulcanization process for the tire. And in Wyoming history, 1904, a meeting was held to establish the Wyoming State Fair in Douglas on this date in 1904.
Hmm.
And in 1891, check this out, a post office was established at Slack in Sheridan County on this date.
Cool.
I know, right? Slack was actually a town with a post office from 1890 to 1911. Just a little Wyoming, Sheridan County history there. So,
but I've never heard of...
Slack is outside of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1891, Slack School is still going. 1891. So the post office was established at Slack in Sheridan County on this date. So there you go. A few things a little closer to home there. Also on this date, it's 1170. We're going to go back a little bit. Archbishop Thomas Becton is murdered in Canterbury Cathedral in England. Wow. 1813, the British burned Buffalo, New York during the War of 1812.
Right.
Buffalo kind of got burned last night in a football game.
A little bit, yeah.
In the NFL. Oh, I felt so bad for Josh Allen. Oh, man.
Not exactly a thrilling game.
No.
No. On the high scoring front.
And then to have a chance to win it when the guy was wide open and missed the throw. Oh, well. You know what?
Sometimes it's how it works.
You win the games that are the most important, right?
Well, they would have loved to have that one.
They would have loved to have had that.
That would have been big for them.
It would have been.
You know.
Yeah. It is what it is.
They're probably going to be playing, I think, given where the standings are now, they might be playing on the road through the playoffs, which is not ideal.
No.
But, you know, people have done it before.
Yep. And have won it.
Yeah.
1845, Texas becomes the 28th U.S. state on this date. 1848, gas lights are installed at the White House for the first time.
Cool.
1851, yeah. The first Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA chapter, opens in Boston, Massachusetts in 1851. Going back a few years there, right?
Nice.
1890, Wounded Knee Massacre takes place in South Dakota. 300 Sioux Indians are killed by U.S. troops sent to disarm them in 1890 on this date. Today is Cello Day.
Okay.
You didn't play it. You didn't play any instruments, did you?
Not really, no.
Not really?
No. They tried to get you into younger,
right?
Younger, but I wasn't one of those guys.
Okay.
I didn't really get to me as well.
You weren't thinking like that.
No.
Okay. Today, of course, it's, you know, you hear about everything else this time of year. Get on the scales day today.
True.
Okay. Okay. It is still need to do day. So things you still need
to do day
for the year. Still things you need to do Today is still need to do day, and it's TikTok day.
Like the clock or the app?
I think the clock.
Okay. How's it spelled?
T-I-C-K.
Yeah, that would be the clock.
Yes. Researchers say human hands evolved the way they did, James, because we could use tools.
Huh.
Well, not so much. It was also, they were developed because we could punch each other better.
That makes sense.
Jeez. Tell Jake Paul that.
It's like the scene from, it's like the scene from, Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Or the monkey learns to throw the, or
right.
use the log.
Right. Yes. Toilet bowl on January 1st, New Year's Day game, flush with tradition. The toilet bowl for decades, small southeastern Wisconsin town, Houston Ford, was welcomed the new year with their version of a bowl game. It wouldn't be much of a bowl without a parade, so the festivities include a parade through town. Hustis Ford.
Why is it called that?
Toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Coronation. Yeah, just before
just
the strike.
Because it's a toilet bowl?
Because the residents arm themselves and take up positions along the sidewalk to throw toilet paper at neighbors and strangers who are in the parade. The origin of this New Year's Day toilet bowl is a bit murky, but most remember it the way a couple of taverns started an outdoor touch football game many years ago as a way to work out the cobwebs of New Year's hangovers and eventually morphed into a toilet bowl parade.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Their version of the Wild Rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's got one. So, who doesn't like the smell of a fresh-baked donut, right?
I love the smell of a fresh-baked donut. Who doesn't?
How about if it hangs around the air constantly?
I think if anything hangs around the air constantly in terms of smell, I'd probably get tired of it.
Residents near the Dunkin' Donuts factory in Haverhill, Massachusetts, which is the largest of its kind in the U.S., are raising concerns about the strong donut odors from the bakery. Residents living over a quarter mile from the facility went to the recent city council meeting to talk about the smell of donuts that never goes away. Residents want some assurance about the safety of the air. That's vile. Yes. I can see that.
Hmm.
Especially with the proposal on the table to install tanks for storing thousands of pounds of shortening. Oh, geez. The Dunkin' facility says
that
the bakery produces 1 million donuts daily, and that this number would increase with the proposed shortening tanks.
Yep.
The facility currently supplies 300 stores. Which, with this new installation, they could grow to around 800 stores. Wow, they're beefing it up for New Year.
Okay.
More donuts. They're,
yeah.
But do you want to live somewhere where it smells like donuts all the time?
Not necessarily.
No.
I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, I feel like if I smelled, wouldn't you just get used to it after a while?
I think so.
We get people, obviously, here around Sheridan that working around livestock, which means they're literally working around crap all the time. And after a while, I think they're just like, yeah, you know.
True story, James.
Poop is poop, you know. I don't really even tell it is anymore.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't think about it unless somebody says it's something, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I can live with that. If you love snow, I mean really love snow,
mm-hmm.
Snowiest place in the world. It's an ancient farming village in northeastern Japan. It receives 415 inches of snow annually. It's about 35 feet of snow.
Wow.
Wow. The village dates back to before the 8th century. Man. How'd you like to live there?
Not
for very long.
It. Yeah.
Might be a good place to go visit.
We got the snow here, first one in a while,
not 35.
2 days ago.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I'm not saying that was enough for me, but, you know, I was like, all right, we'll cool off a little bit here, and then the next snow will hit in 2 weeks or whatever, and then I'll be happy again.
I know. I can't believe the rain we've received this month.
Truly. It's the most rain I've remember in December.
I can think of. Okay, first of the year. Well, guess what happens? Everybody goes to the gym. Gym memberships go up. You're all gung-ho January, and then part of February, and then things kind of... But there are unspoken rules of the gym, James, that these newbies need to pay attention to.
Number one, clean your machine.
That's in there. Grab your dumbbells off the rack and walk away. The 3-foot section immediately in front of the dumbbell rack isn't your personal lifting area.
True.
Number two, I shouldn't know what music you're listening to.
Oh, that's a fact. Please, please, just wear headphones, earbuds, anything.
Number three, re-rack your weights after you finish on a machine.
Yeah.
Number four, don't stare at others no matter how beautiful and hot they are or stupid. And so look awkward.
I do this thing where I just kind of, if I'm working out, I'll just blank stare. Just, you know, not thinking about anything. And I'm just...
But you're not blank staring at someone, though.
I'm trying not to.
Okay.
You know, but it's just like, I just kind of zone out.
Don't stare at others. Yeah, it's not a place of pickup.
Yeah. Okay? Gentlemen,
please.
They're all there to work, you know.
You're there to work, not pick up. All right. Sitting on a machine for 20 minutes and spending 15 of those on your phone.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Other people walking between you and the camera when you're filming yourself working out.
Don't get upset. The thing is, if you're going to do that, if you're going to film yourself, just understand it's a public place.
Don't drop your weights. Not cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It's also not cool to drop your dumbbells or barbells when they're only a few inches off the ground. You really don't need to scream every time you do another rep.
Very true.
Don't try to talk to someone when they have headphones on.
Yeah.
Do people not get it? Read the room.
I think people. I think people just like
go there and pay attention to yourself.
Some people see it as a bar.
True. Yes.
And it's not that.
And here you go. This is what you tell. Wipe down your equipment when you're done.
Yeah. That should be rule number one.
Yeah. Don't leave trash in the locker. Don't drip all over the floor. Clean it up with a towel. Mm-hmm. And put those towels all the way in the laundry basket. Don't make them hang off the side or anywhere else like that. So there you go. A few rules of the gym. Jeez. Just go there for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Get in, get out. Get your job, get your work done, get out.
There you go. Focus on yourself. Approximately 2 billion parking spaces exist in the United States. That's roughly 6 parking spaces for every person. Wow. Didn't know that. During your lifetime, James, you're going to eat enough food to equal the weight of 6 elephants.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. The average American and Canadian will eat about 12 pounds of cereal per year.
I wonder how much food an elephant is going to eat per year in the metric of me.
I know.
So, like, do they have, you know, 300 James's worth of food in their lifespan? Probably.
300 James's?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, James, got Swap Shop next hour. Recoup some of your money for Christmas. Buy, sell, trade on Swap Shop next hour with James Timberlake. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 o'clock.